Okay, I know I've said, you know, that's the boring definitions, but actually the definitions are really important. I've only introduced them here at the top. Have a look further down. Have a look particularly at the definitions of value in use. The idea that it has to be in its current condition, the idea that the cash flows from it must not include finance activities and tax, and the discount rate must be based, excuse me, on a... first of all, to get the time value of money, base it on the risk-free rate, and then any risk inherent in that asset using a market base, if you possibly can. Anyway, go and have a look down at those definitions at the bottom there, as I say, particularly of value in use, because it does come up in the exam. Now, that might sound a bit scary, because there's quite a lot to learn. However, in all the P2 questions, really, what actually happens is that the examiner... He does kind of like an F7 sort of question in terms of there's basic marks available. And those basic marks will probably be worth about 70% of the question. And then he sprinkles on some P2 little goodies, and that's those definitions. However, you know, if you're going to get a question about impairment, I think you can get 100% of it right, because it's only a small section, but it comes up all the time, and therefore know the basics, the idea that, you know, if you're carrying something in the accounts at more than the recoverable amount, then you must impair it down to the recoverable amount. And then the question's going to go on and make it quite difficult for the recoverable amount. So know the definition of fair value less cost to sell, know the definition of value in use, and you're pretty much there.